34 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Week 17 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends in the National Football League using the All 22 tape. And to do it, we've got the best of the business, NFL film senior producer, the one, the only, Greg Cosell. Welcome. Here we are, the last week, Week 17.
Let's hope there's more after this week.
Yes, well, we'll see what happens. But we've always looked at trends and what's kind of new and different in the National Football League, or sometimes what is old is new and vice versa. However, the thing that has been incredible this season, the point totals are just astronomical. The league has now set a record for points in a season and
skyrocketing.
It's insane. And you know, I think part of it, Greg, I think the rules sort of dictate that offense is going to go up because you're going to throw when you can't touch the receiver or tight end or running back past 5 yards. But we've seen, though, some physical play in recent weeks, some being called, some not being called. But when you watch that tape, why do you think the scoring is up?
Well, I think one reason is multiple wide receivers. It's always been easier on an offense when they use multiple wide receivers. There's never been quite as many good corners as there are receivers. And I remember talking to Mike Marks when he was with the Rams as the offensive coordinator under Dick Vermeil, and he had been with North Turner in Washington before that. And if you recall, he had Bruce and he had Holt, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, but he also had Ricky Prohl and Oz Akeem. And I remember him specifically telling me, when we put those four guys out there and we force the defense to go to their third and fourth corner, we have such a huge advantage. And I think for the most part, that still holds true. Teams are far more willing to draft and cultivate number three receivers than defenses and organizations are willing to go after nickel corners. Now, maybe that's going to change. And we've talked about nickel corners so many times and how important they are, playing anywhere from 55 to 75% of snaps. But teams still don't seem to value them and place a premium on them.
No question about it. Now, we call this segment pre-snap read. And we know pre-snap, when we look at the Eagles, you never know what they're going to do.
No.
You could have DeSean Jackson running that fly sweep. You could see Riley Cooper in motion.
Sure.
What kind of stress does this put on the defense?
Well, that puts a ton of stress, because what it does is every time there's a motion, defenses have to have a response to that. They have to have an adjustment. Now, you may not see a defender move, but there has to be a defensive adjustment to that motion, because you're going to play, let's say, a 2x2 set with two receivers on each side differently than you're going to play a 3x1 set with three receivers to one side and one receiver to the other side. What the Eagles do, let's say, with DeSean Jackson now, is they put him in the backfield. So how do you defend that? Now, if you choose to play a lot of man coverage against the Eagles, now you have to feel comfortable matching up, obviously, but if you choose to play a lot of man, a lot of those conflicts go away because it's pretty much I got you. So if you're playing DeSean Jackson, it doesn't matter.